Erevin Perek Yud, Mishnah Yudalad, Bez Hashem, the last year in Mesachis Erevin. Koyin Shaloko Beetzboi, Korechaleo Gemi Bamikdosh. We have a Koyin who has a wound on his finger. It's not fitting for him, the Gemara explains. It's not Derech Eretz that he should have something, a bruise in public when he's being Meshamish Bakoydish, when he's doing the Avoida. Now the Eitzah is not to put on something b'shas to put on a bandage, because that we explained. If it's being ma'akev, either the big day kahuna or the fingers, the hand, the foot that's doing the avodah, stepping on the azora, so then it's a chatzitza. But here we're talking about something that's not. The problem is that what he's going to wrap around it in order to heal the bruise is darkei refuah, and on Shabbos one is not allowed to be mishtamish in darkei refuah. What is the derech harefuah? Korech aleo gemi bamikdosh. It's not a medicated bandage that we had. Gemi is a type of reed that grows near a river. You have by Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Beis and Parsha Shmois. Tevas goyme are the reeds that grew near the Yamsuf, near the Nilus. So since it's commonly used on a makke mishum refuah to heal a bruise, therefore it's also on Shabbos mishum refuah. So Mamela Korchale Gemi Bamigdosh is a Shvuz Bamigdosh Beloy Gazrinon Avaloy Bamedino, but you're not allowed to use it elsewhere because of Darkei Refuah. Im Lohitzi Dam, here's another halacha. If the Gemi is being wrapped around the Mako, Lohitzo as Dam to draw out the blood, Kan Vekan Osur. What's the Isser over here? Normal the Pshan the Mishnah is that if it's Hoitzo as Dam, it's Deraisa, and therefore it's not a Shvuz. You can be Matam English. What is the deraisa of Hoitzoah's dam? So let's go back. When we learned Perek Klal Godol in Shabbos, we had that, according to some of the Rishonim, is actually Rishonim in Ksubis, in the sugya of Be'ilah B'Shabbos, that the Issa deraisa of Choyvel, not Shchita. Shchita would mean that there's Yitzias Neshama. So some Rishonim don't want to agree that bruising a finger or bloodying somebody's nose, the chule, is hoitzoas nez, netilas nefesh. So some Rishonim come up with zaitige theories. There's a Rambam and a Rashi. They come up with mefarek, because you're coloring the skin, which is mefarek, I'm sorry, that's sever. Mefarek would mean drawing out the blood, which is dosh. But the consensus, a lot of Rishonim, this is the way it's brought la'alocha, is that Hoitzoah's dam is Netilas Neshama, and even in Netilas Neshama, B'miktas is also a malacha of, Zanav malacha of Chayvel. Now, the other problem is that L'chayrtz malach shein etzvicha l'gufa, or we'll say it differently, L'chayrtz mekalku. And the answer is that drawing out blood where it's L'tayelis, first of all, is not mekalku. Person has a bruise. You're drawing out blood in order to prevent infection. That is not a mekalkel. Not a malachshen and tzvicha l'gufa also, because you're drawing out the blood for that. The example that would be mitzitza, b'mila b'shabbos, which is also considered an av malacha, ilule the fact that mila is doicha shabbos. So im lohitzi dam, kan v'kan also, because it's the oiraisa. Next, din of the Mishnah, boiskin melach al gabe hakevesh, b'shvul sholeach liku. Here the concern is something else. Boiskin means to spread out salt on the kevesh of the mizbeach, b'shvil shalo yachliku, in order that somebody shouldn't slip, in order that the kohen shouldn't slip. The word boiskin either means the spreading out, or it means cracking it, pieces of salt, big pieces of salt into small pieces, in order to spread it out. The same way they put out salt for a snowstorm. So if it's put on ground, l'chor, it's smoothing out the ground, and it's binyan because you're being moisive to the ground. Now, it happens to be that it's mavur in the Gemara and Shabbos that when you put something, either you spread dirt or sand or salt in this case, on a place that's a walkway, so then you're moisive ala bnir. You're making the sidewalk, the ground more walkable. That's binyan. Hoysof ala binyan. Or if you put it in a place where the ground is oimid for planting, then it's chayrish, because that changes the ground in a way that makes it more able to be used for charisha. Vinish vitz malacha on Shabbos, and Mamela, it's only mutter over here because by the kevesh, you don't mean to be moisif ala mizbeach. Either because the salt was then taken off, the Gemara says, really Gemara Menachos Dav Chaf Aleph, that they would take the salt that was used on the kevesh and they would use it for preserving the oirois habehemos, which belonged to the kahanim. Oirois of the karbonis belonged to the kahane hamishmar. Another reason is because being moisif ala binyan by the mizbeach is also because there's a basic klal. Gemara says in a few places that there's a pasuk in Divrei Yom, Makol b'chsav Hashem, miyad Hashem olai hiskil, that the everything that was made in the bayis, either in the Mishkan, the bayis Rishon, bayis Sheni, was al pi ruach hakodesh, and it had to be exactly just so. To be moisiv even something, to add a smooth coating to the to add a tosefes to the mizbeach would be also. Similarly, since you're not mevatel the salt to the mizbeach, savad is only a shvus. And again, in Shulz Bamigdosh. Umemala mibor hagoylo mibor hagodol begalgal b'Shabbos. This is actually a case where the reason why it's mutter Bamigdosh and it's also b'goylo has nothing to do with in Shulz Bamigdosh. The Pashat Metzias in the Beis Hamigdosh doesn't answer. What's this? There's a gzeira of being memala from a boir, from a well with a galgal, something that has a pulley system and it's easy to pull up a thing of water. So you're creating a way that's very easy to water a field, and a person might come lahashko is ginosoi to water something and be over in this area. Because of that, Chazal asked not stop drawing up water with something that has a galgal, has a pulley system. Normally schlepping up water is hard, you're not going to do the malacha. But if it's easy to pull it up, it's just a crank. You just turn it, so then it's easy enough to do it. You're going to come to do it on Shabbos. Now, it happens to be that the only time they asked was only when there's something nearby that you might come to water. The Beis HaMikdash, there's no such chash. So, Memela, Memalan, Mibor HaGoylo, Mibor HaGoylo, Begalgal Shabbos. Bor HaGoylo was one type of bor that had a pulley that was in the room that's called Lishkas HaGoylo. In the Lishkas HaGoylo, in the Azora, there was a bor shel mayim. Yesh oimim, that's where it's mavur, when you learn Mishnayis and Kochim, that they submerged the kiyah and the kanoi overnight. The water that was in the kiyah and the kanoi was niskadish, and it would become nifsal belina. In order not to lose that water, they would submerge it into the water. There would be mishakea that into the water. Yesh oimim, that was in the bor hagoylo. It's not clear which bor they were mishakea in. Bor HaGodl is also something else in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbeinu Yonason says he doesn't know where there was a bor that's called Bor HaGodl elsewhere on the premises of the Beis HaMikdash. Vinishvi, these two, even though they're Bagalgal, the Maisa, you're allowed to draw it up. Again, not because of Ein Shavuos Bamikdash, but because there's no chash of Shema Yashke, Leginosa, etc. on premises of the Beis HaMikdash. The last halacha over here is very interesting. Be'er HaKar B'yomtif. There was a be'er that was called be'er hakar. Pashtus would mean hakar, the cold one. Doesn't mean that. It's miloshen haposuk in Yirmiyah that talks about a water that's from the makor. Hakar over here is miloshen. Makor means, say that it was a spring. It's mayim chayim. So there was a spring. It's mavur over here. Why would there be a heter and yomtiv? Why should there be a difference in yomtiv and Shabbos? There gotta be any chshash malach. There's no reason why there should be a difference between the two. What's mavur over here is that this Be'er HaKar B'yomtiv was a spring that was near the premises of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was used, the first kufa, the Bayis Sheni, the Nevi'im, Chagai, Chaim Malachi, there was a need for water for all the Oilei Regel, a tremendous amount of people. So they were matter, even though the mechanism over there was also Bagalgal, they should have answered. Again, this Shvus comes from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, if not from before. So it should be also, except that since the Nevi'im were matter it, even though later maybe they wouldn't have been matter it because there was less of a need, but from this specific bor, they kept the heter since it came from Kadmoinim, from the Nevi'im Akroinim, Chagas Chaim Malachi, they kept it, but they only kept it in the context of which it was mutter. Yomtif, they weren't matter on Shabbos. Since the heter was based on a historical precedent, not on a real reasoning, so they kept it in the context of Ein Lecha Boya L'Chidusha only on Yom Tiv, not on Shabbos. Mesoris from Avi Avois of Klal Yisrael. Mishnah Tezvov, the last Mishnah now in Masechta. Sheretz Shenimtza Bamikdosh. Let's give a little bit of a hakdama on what the status would be of a Sheretz that's Nimtza Bamikdosh. First of all, for starters, a Sheretz is Mitama, a Sheretz is an Avatuma, but it's a Tuma, a Dover Hatome Umitame Ba'ifin Kalo. There are other things, like liquids that come out of an Odom Tome, which are not only mitame bimago, if you touch them, but they're mitame bimaso. Even if you carry them with something else, on a kli or with a hefsik of a cloth, the halacha is that the person who's carrying them becomes tame. Not so a sheretz. A sheretz is mitame bimaga v'loy bimaso. Therefore, if a sheretz is found on the premises of Beis HaMikdash, let's know also that there's a, besides for the lav of being tame, of going into the Mikdash with Tumah, there's also a lav of being mitame something, bringing a Dover Tome. There's a lav of a person going in. V'lo yitamos machanem is also a pasuk that's also to bring something that's Tome into the Beis HaMikdash. There's also an assay, which is in Parshas Nosoi, of Shiluach Machnois, v'yisholchum in ha-machna chol tzur v'chol zov v'chol tome lenefesh. Anything that's Tome has to be taken out of Michutz la-machna to shalchum. So there's a loisa say of being mitame something or bringing a dava tame into the mikdash. There's an assay of removing that which is tame in from the premises. There's a little bit of a steer here. Why? The easiest way, the quickest and most efficient way to remove the sheretz that's lying on the grounds of the Azor, lying on the floor of the Azor, removing it from the premises, would be for a kohen to pick it up. Kohen moitzia behem yonoi. For the kohen to pick it up with his avnet, again, if he's picking up a beged, he doesn't become tame, but the beged does become tame. But you have it; he has it right there. He removes his avnet, he picks up the sheretz, and he quickly goes out as fast as possible. What would be the purpose of that? Even though you're being metame the beged, shaloi l'shahois es hatumah, in order not to have the tumah be there longer than possible. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, he feels that even though you're being metame the beged, you're also making that something, you're being that something in the Beis HaMikdash should become tame. So there's really a lav there, if you think about it, there's a lav lo yitamas machanem, there's an assay of yisholchum na machne. He feels that letting it sit there longer is a bigger violation of the assay than the concern of the loisa say of being metame the beged, which was Torah before, and it would fit into the klal the Gemara says of asay doicha loisa say. Now, if the kohen that's carrying it out yidei avnete would become tame, then there would not be a discussion over here. Why? Because the person himself, if he becomes tame, his being in the Beis HaMikdash or willingly being metame himself when he's in the Beis HaMikdash is a chiv karis. There's no assay in the world that could be deicha loisa say sheyesh bekaris. As a general rule, ain't assay deicha loisa say sheyesh bekaris. The nekud over here is that since the avnet becomes tame, but he's not metame, it's not metame him, the sheretz is not metame b'maso, the avnet becomes a rishon l'tuma, the person does not become sheni l'tuma, only oichel or mashke becomes a sheni l'tuma. Odom v'kelim can only be a rishon, and therefore it's only the chefetz, the avnet, which is becoming tame. That's stam alois aseh, it's not alois aseh bekoris. Yovei aseh di shiluach machnes, v'idich alois aseh, of alois etamos samachne. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'd rather not be marbe betumo and carry out with something that's not mekabel tumo at all. Bitzvas shaleitz. You take a pshute kliets, a piece of wood, use it like a pliers, but it's not a kli. So it's not mekabel tumah. Shalei l'rabes hatumah. Better not to be marba, even at the expense of a shehi or yoisez man. That's what he holds. This first part of the Mishnah, l'chayot, does not belong. It has nothing to do with Shabbos, per se. What will be neged to Hilchah Shabbos will be this second part of the Mishnah, which is a secondary part of this discussion. Mehechen maitzin oisoy. So now we have straight, according to both Tanoim, how to take the sheretz out of the Mikdash. Now the shaila is from where? Min ha-heichel u-min ha-ulam u-mi-bein ha-ulam v'la-mizbeach. This is already a shaila because picking up a sheretz and carrying it out on Shabbos is certainly muktzah. So memela, it's not clear how much of the Beis HaMikdash should you carry it out right away from? The emes is that you could leave it right there, and you can say, Hezekiah, I have a shvus midrabon, I'm not allowed to carry out the sheretz from the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, leave it there. But on the other hand, there's a tumah b'mikdash. So we waive the din of the issur of carrying out the sheretz, the din of muktzah until Tu B'Shabbat, and we carry it out from where? The first tana, min ha-heichel min ha-ulam, the heichel is the kodesh, where the menorah and the orin and the shulchan, the orin and the kodesh kodoshim. This is the kodesh where the menorah, the mizbeach hazov, and the shulchan were. Min ha-ulam, the ulam is the area right before the heichel. Mibein ha-ulam v'la mizbeach are the madregos, the steps down with the kahanim duchin. That's the place in front of the ulam, all the way till the mizbeach. That each one of these places had a different level of kedusha. Mavur in the Mishnayos, in the beginning of Mishnayos Kelim, that there are different madregas of kedusha in the Beis Hamikdash. These higher levels of kedusha, divrei Reb Shimon ben Anas, that's where you carry it out from, to the exclusion, of course, of past the mizbeach, which has a lesser degree of kedusha. The makom mizbeach was the makom where all kahanim went. And after that was the makom where all of Klal Yisrael, the Ezes Yisrael, where all of Klal Yisrael stood, b'shas tavoid. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Anas. Reb Akiva Aimen, no. Any place that has the level of sensitivity to Kedusha, where it's makom shechayov and alzdoini koros v'ashikigos echatos, where there's an isser to the penalty of koros, of going in, which includes the whole Lazar, not just until the Mizbeach, Mishom Moitzi and Oisai. That already has the level of Kedusha that you have to carry it out even on Shabbos. So what do you do in a place where you're not allowed to carry, according to Reb Shimon ben Anas, closer? And according to Reb Akiva, after the Mokum Chayov Nal Zdeni Chorus, Vishar Kolami Koimois, from any place further, Koifin Olof Psachter. Psachter means a big, like a bowl, that was made out in the Choshes. It was made for several purposes. It's a Mishnah in Talmud, and this was one of the reasons why it was made. We have an interesting finale over here to the Masechta. There's two halachos where we had Reb Shimon is being choylik on the Chachomim in Dinim, and it seems like a little bit of a stir, even though it's a modern sort of stir. One is the halach in Hilchis Yitzir Chutz L'Tchum at the end of the fourth parak. And one is a halacha in Hilchis Tikkun Kelim, Hilchis Kshira. And it's the Mishnah that we had over here, Mishnah Yud Gimel. The halacha that's earlier in the Masechta, Reb Shimon is Mekel. The halacha over here is Machmir. So which one is Reb Shimon a Mekel? Which one is he a Machmir? Is he a Mekel Hilchis Shabbos or a Machmir? Look, it's neither one or the other. He holds in one case one way, and he holds in the other case another case. But it's two different dinim. But still, Reb Shimon said this as a statement, kiviyochol, his soyser, his approach to Hilchos Shabbos. So here he says a memra. Reb Shimon says that the place where he was mekel was not because he's mekel Hilchos Shabbos. What is this? This is the end of Perek Dal, like we said, where a person who steps out of his tchum is now has to stay in his dalad amas. Question is, how far could he step out of the tchum of his city? And the halacha of the Zohar, if he steps out one amma, that's it, he's done. Reb Shimon says he has 15 ammas, because since when they're moishchin es amidois, when they measure with ropes, the whole complicated mahalach had to measure with ropes over there. And Reb Shimon says, so when they turn the rope over, there's always a little bit inaccuracy, so until 15 ammas, out of the 2,000 plus, which is the trumoir, you could be meiko. Does that mean Reb Shimon is a Mekel Hilchos Shabbos? That halach he holds up. So the lashon over here is Mokoim Shehitiru L'cho Chachomim Mishalcho Nosnu L'och. The place where I was Mekel, the place where Chazal were more Mekel, L'shitosi, Mishalcho Nosnu L'och, I'm giving you back your place. Your 2,000 Amis, part of that is an extra 15 because of the inaccuracy. Which halacha is Reb Shimon Machmir? But also Mishnah Gimel of Koishru Nimo, which we were, in our Mishnah, we were Matir B'Shvuz. B'Migdosh, because the tying of the string is Machshire Mitzvah She'ef Shalas Zoyson Me'ev Shabbos. True, it's Machshire Mitzvah, but it broke on Shabbos, it's She'ef Shalas Zoyson. And Reb Shimon's Machmir. Reb Shimon holds no. You're only allowed to tie on the way the Gemara says it from a Braisa. His Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to tie it on properly. You're allowed to make an aniva, a bow. Even that wouldn't be stam azay mutter, the tikkun mana. But on Shabbos, you're allowed to make an aniva. It's not an issa deraisa of kshira. Mashen can coin their bun. You're allowed to tie it on properly. Now the reason why there would be geyser on aniva, even though normally you're allowed to make a bow on Shabbos, is because there would be geyser b'medinu otu kshira. Since over here this is something which normally a musical instrument is done b'kshira, so mele b'aniva would also be also. B'migdash they wouldn't answer because they're shvus b'migdash. But to be matter the deraisa of kshira itself, that not. Shalohitiru l'cho elo mishum shvus. They only matter shvus, and I say that they would not matter the kshira, which is deraisa. So Reb Shimon puts these two halachas together as a summary of our halachas in the 15th perek over here, the 10th perek, Mishneh Tezvov, which has all the halachas of Migdosh and Medina. Hadin halach, Meseches Erevin. We've been zeicha to finish one of the Shverim Mesechtes in Shas. Yitz Hashem, we're moving now further into Meseches Pesachim.